Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 1/26/2023. Oh, I will tell you what. 2023 rhymes with World War III, doesn't it? But let me tell this to you. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Our Father in heaven sent his only begotten Son down to this planet to give you the opportunity to believe in him and ask him to come into your heart, to repent of your sins, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and he'll wash you clean. His blood will wash your sins away. And that is the first preparation that you got to get right, because we're getting close to the bone. They just changed the nuclear clock. I've been following that since, since the mid-60s, when I first found out about the nuclear scientists, the atomic clock deal. And now we're 90 seconds away from midnight. It used to be 10 minutes away from midnight. Now we're 90 seconds, which is about the time it would take for a hypersonic to come from off the East Coast and hit New York or D.C. or Miami or Boston or wherever, or off the West Coast or off the Gulf Coast. You know, I'm going to tell you, and it doesn't change. We've got these ships off the coast of the East Coast, the missile cruiser with the Zircon missiles. But you see, the submarines, the Russian submarines, are still underneath, and they've been here along the East Coast, the Gulf Coast, the West Coast, and the Arctic Circle. They've already been there and are still there, and they had, before they went to hypersonics, they had cruise missiles. But if the sub is off the coast, up in the deep trench off of Maryland or Virginia, sitting down in there just waiting, biding their time, they can launch the cruise missiles up, pop, 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 and those cruise missiles will hit in less than 2 minutes. They don't have to go ICBM or anything. The hypersonics, though, could launch, and they could launch 6,000 miles, I think their speed is. So they can hit any target just about in the United States, and coming from the coast in less than 5 minutes. So these are the ships that are reported. You and I have been talking about for almost going on 19 years now that the Russians do have the submarines off the coast. And how do I know that? Because I know that people who tracked them, and I know people that were in spy ships or that were in Icelandic areas that were using all of the sonars and all the radar and sonar and all those, stuff to track, all the ocean sensors. I know people that have been in both scenarios and who have had to track the Russians back in the old days. And there's one guy, that sucker, nobody else, no such couldn't track him, couldn't find him, couldn't know where they were at, but he could find them every single time, all right? Well, I'll tell you what, there are still some good people out here from those days. The newer people have not been afforded the training that was there, nor have they been given clearances, because they're now at a situation in signal intelligence where most of them don't know jack doodly squat. But the real problem is this. The real problem is that Lucifer is here on this planet. Lucifer is calling the shots through his fallen angels that then contact the money center people, the royals, the top money center groups, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Turnoon Taxis. I can name other names, but it just doesn't make any difference. The money groups, the top people that own entire industries, that own, trillions of acres of land, that own the entire phosphate industry are the heaviest ones into oil, natural gas, that own uranium mines, that own gold mines, or that own parts of the Congo, and the money groups, those people, that control whole industries, and that who the corporations borrow money from, all right? The countries borrow money from, so then they control the corporate heads, the corporate bodies, and then they also control then the governments and elect the people and point the governments. It's interesting to see. There was Lindsey Williams, you know, South Carolina senator, the Lightning Lopers, South Carolina senator, who's also an Air Force colonel or JAG colonel, or used to be. And he's over in the Ukraine demanding tanks and all kind of stuff. And he's over there with two of the most Luciferian liberal or Luciferian commie Democratic senators there are. Because why? Because they're getting their orders from Davos, the Davos people. You have Christopher Wray over there, the head of the FBI, sworn to defend, uphold and defend the Constitution, bragging about how the FBI was in collusion with the top private sector people to surveil and control the populations in a pre-crime scenario. That guy is now trying to become the head secret policeman for the New World Order. He's a Luciferian, taking their orders from Lucifer himself. Austin, Pink Jockstrap Millie, all these people running right with the Luciferians. They worship that Lucifer, the light bringer. That is the problem. The problem is that Lucifer wants total chaos on the planet and wants war. Lucifer wants a blood sacrifice to him of 6.5 billion people. Planet Earth, the Georgia Guidestones, of course, they had somebody blew them up, right? It was the right wing blew them up, right? They probably blew themselves up a little bit to make it look like they were on the run. And then that fed the local, whatever the current QAnon crap is that says the white hats and the blue hats and the green hats are all coming together and the New World Order's on the run. No, it ain't. Lucifer's on this planet until Lord Jesus comes back. Our Father in Heaven has given Lucifer the right to play his game, to make his choice, his free will, you see. But when Jesus does come back, Jesus is going to come with the sword in his mouth and the archangels and whoever is standing with them here on this planet still against the evil. And we're going to fight and defeat them, son of a bucks. We're going to throw Lucy down there. We're going to jerk the tares out of the ground and throw them in the fiery furnace. So I'm going to tell you, there's two things. You should be somewhat concerned in the sense that it's so stupid. And let me just say this, too, at this juncture. A lot of people say, oh, God has deserted us. God doesn't love me anymore. He's going to cause a nuclear war to happen. No! God is not going to do that. Now's the time to renew your faith with our Father in Heaven and His Son, Lord Jesus. That is the time right now is to re-emphasize your relationship with the Lord. Because if you don't have it, I don't think most people even understand, conceive how bad it's going to get. This is not, you know, 1962, you know what I'm saying, or 61, or, you know, whatever. It's not the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is a whoop, whoop, boom, and it's done, baby. And then the aftermath will be here, and at the very least, they can knock the entire power grid of the United States, they can knock the entire power grid of Europe or of England or anything out. And it does not have to necessarily be total annihilation of all cities in the sense of a fission weapon, which then is the hydrogen bomb with much more devastating effects than the original Nagasaki and Hiroshima bombs. And we've all seen that on television and the tests in Nevada and various places. Or the, what is it, the Jornada de Muerto in, you know, in New Mexico. The, near the Trinity site, okay. So we've also gone back in time, and you look at the green glass, the vitrified glass in Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, what do you think happened there? You look at Mohenjo-Daro what is today Pakistan. That entire city was just nailed, you know, leveled, and it's still radioactive over there. So this stuff has happened on the planet before, but now these things are at a time frame where the faster they go, you see, whoosh, 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 boom, 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 and that's it. Multiple reentry vehicles. You can hit 10, 12 cities at a time or targets of whatever nature. But the trick is, and it's not a trick, it's the best deal in town, is that you need to repent of your sins, ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And to say, Lord Jesus, I'll stand where you want me to stand against evil. Is there a place I can take my family so they can have true sanctuary under thy wing? Can you show me the place? And he might say, if you pray and if you listen. Because, you know, he's praying. But if you pray and you don't get an answer in a millisecond, you say, oh, I didn't get an answer from the Lord, right? Be patient and listen for a few minutes, you know. Be very succinct and straightforward in your prayer or your request. And Jesus told you in John 14, if you ask things in my name, I will do them, you know. I'll try and do them for you, you know. But you got to understand that you can't go on for 45 minutes in a prayer, you know. If you want something to happen, pray straightforwardly and succinctly, all right. Be clear as to what your prayer is and what you're asking of the Lord. But at the same time, he may say to you, I need for you to stand, you know. Put on the full armor of God, you know. Put on the helmet, get the swords, get all the stuff. And then put on your, you know, top of the line, you know, level 4 body armor. Get your PASGAD helmet or your Mitch helmet, all right. Or your World War II steel pot and liner. That'll deflect something. Load your magazines. Have them all ready in your rifle. You know, have your shotgun loaded. You know, you might have a little in your backpack. You might have a little properly length sawed off, proper length sawed off. You know, a little two shot. You know, 12 gauge or something, scatter gun like they used to call it. But I'm going to tell you, and you ought to have a sidearm too. And if I was going to tell you anything right now, and I thought about this before the show, and I thought about, you know, out of the book that is the let's see, whoop, got the wrong page here. Let's see what we got. This is a Philip Hogue's book, No Such Thing as Doomsday, you know. No Such Thing as Doomsday, How to Prepare for Natural Disasters, Terrorism, War, and Other Threats by Philip L. Hogue and Arlene R. Hogue. And there's a chapter 24 on radiation shielding, okay? And I've read some of this in the passport before, you know, I mean, in terms of what to do and how to do it. And what you get into is the effect of shielding from radiation And it depends on what type of radiation you have, whether you got the fission radiation or fusion, you know, the neutron radiation. You got fusion, fission, or you got the neutron, all right? Now, a neutron bomb, which Brother Quayle had the inventor of that on the radio years ago, back on his old show, I think, Blueprint for Survival, maybe even. If nothing else, it was on the beginning of the Q-Files, but Brother Quayle interviewed him and the neutron bomb, and basically the neutron bomb, what it does is kills people and leaves buildings and the, you know, the cropland and the farmland alone. So, but just in terms of shielding, I want to just address this a little bit. Mass shielding. Well, there are four means of shielding against radiation. Mass, in other words, the thickness of the mass of a building or earth or steel or concrete or whatever. Geometry, distance, and time. So the longer period of time, the radiation starts to dissipate, you see. The distance is you're far away from where the source of the radiation is, or you're down below it, or, you know, somewhere in a shelter, which also deals with mass. But then geometry, like if you've got doors to a shelter and you're talking about fallout, you can have a zigzag or a door that goes like in an S shape or something, so that the fallout doesn't necessarily follow around the corner. You understand what I'm saying? You got to make a right-hand corner. But let me just talk about this for a minute, because some people don't know about it. They kind of know about it from high school or grade school when we were kids, but I think the young people don't know about it. So you need to get a book. You need to get a book like this, Philip Hoag's book, No Such Thing as Doomsday, or Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare, or there are other books dealing with it. Crescent, you can go online, get Crescent Carney, Cresson Carney, Carney, Crescent Carney, How to Survive a Nuclear War, all right? And that is free. There, you can get it a PDF, and I would urge you, and I know a real good friend of mine up there in the old Montanas, the Alleghenies, who printed one out. And I think he said it was a gajillion pages, but he's glad he did it, all right? You got that, you put that in a waterproof bag, and you can start to read it. But here, protection factor is what I want to get to. The protection factor of a shelter is used to express the relation between the amount of radiation exposure a person would receive if they were unprotected and outside in comparison to the amount of radiation exposure a person would receive if they were inside in a particular shelter. The protection factor represents a rating of the effectiveness of the shelter's mass, geometry, and distance shielding. You can use a known protection factor to determine what the radiation exposure will be inside a particular shelter in relation to any given outside radiation exposure. A shelter with a protection factor of 20 would indicate that a person in that shelter would receive only 1/20th the dose of the radiation that he would receive outside the shelter. For an example, if the exposure outside was 1,500 rads, R-A-D-S, per hour, the person inside the shelter with a protection factor of 20 would be exposed to a radiation dose of only 75 rads per hour, or 1/20th of the 1,500. In this case, the protection factor is not enough, and the person inside might want to look for a better shelter. And even though 75 rads per hour is much better than 1,500, that continued rate of exposure would be lethal, okay? So now here, you've got half value layer of thickness, the thickness of the material or of the dirt or of the steel or the wood or the concrete required to stop one half of the radiation is referred to one half value layer thickness. I don't want to get in here too strong, but now neutron radiation, you might need a different type of shielding. Barrels of water might also help you. But here is the kind of the rule of thumb, all right, to attenuate 1,000 rads of gamma radiation, okay? And let me just give them to you in a rough form. There's exact numbers here, but it's using various mass thicknesses to attenuate or to limit the 1,000 rads of gamma radiation. So here's what it is, all right? It's basically in terms of the shielding, you see. But in terms of that, concrete plus earth of 19.5 inches, 20 inches of concrete, plus earth of about 3 feet, let's say, equals about 5 half-life, okay, a protection factor of 32 would equal 31.25, 32 rads, okay? So that would protect up to that. So now what you're talking about, really, and let me make it simple as I can make it. You would need to at least have 6 foot of dirt, 6 foot of dirt, 4 foot concrete, 11 and 12 foot of wood, 2 foot of steel, or about 4 or 5 inches of lead. Okay. So these are the different items. Then you can look at these books and get these different shielding levels. And the more mass you have around you, the better off you are. Now the shutter entrance, you can do like a 90 degree turn and a first 90-degree turn, and then a second 90-degree turn. That's the geometric for like a storage thing. But if nothing else, you can get up to a protection factor, if possible. In a basement fallout shelter, you get a protection factor of 250 to 1,000. But that's a shelter which is built up and where you've got mass there and you build a specific shelter with concrete or whatever. But they can look online, and you can look for expedient shelters, expedient radiation shelters in a basement. If nothing else, you get a corner. You get a corner, and you pile up bricks, pile up blocks, all right? You put your food buckets and your barrels, you stack them up on the inside of that. You got your water barrel stacked up on the inside of that. You can then pile up all kind of other books, furniture, what you might have in the basement stored, all kind of stuff, tools, all kind of boxes of, wood or whatever it is. And you can pile all that stuff up and your food and all of that and get behind it. And hide in the corner, and that's going to give you some protection factor. But once again, about 2 foot of, let's just say 3 feet of dirt. No, that's not the one I wanted. Here it is. 6 foot of dirt, 4 foot of concrete, 2 foot of steel, 12 foot of wood. So if you make combinations of dirt, concrete, steel, wood, whatever, you're going to have more protection factors. All right. You need to study this to get a book, like I said, No Such Thing as Doomsday or Dare to Prepare by Holly Dale, or there's other books about it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to need to know some of this stuff, and you don't know it. There are FEMA stuff online and, you know, different deals that you can use to do it, and there's different lists and all kind of stuff. And that's not the only thing you need to be involved with, but I'll tell you, I think you also need, if you can still get it and if you can get one, the only ones I see online anymore that are brand new and the top quality are from Myra, M-I-R-A Safety, Myra Safety. And I don't know the availability of them. Sometimes they're in stock, sometimes they're not. But I have an M as in military dash 95 mask, which has the ability to put two full Seaburn or full NBC quality filters on it. And you need one if you can get it and you can afford it. You need one with the mouthpiece, so they can hear you talk, okay, through the mouthpiece. And then the mask that I bought, and I bought these masks a few years back, but they're still good. And they also have the ability to have a drinking tube in the canteen, which I got the canteens and the drinking tube that fits to the mask, because you can't take your mask off to drink water. Not unless you're in a totally protected shelter, and then you still got to worry about it. But look up the protocols for surviving nuclear war. Crescent Carney has got it for you for free. Even Crescent Carney will tell you how to manufacture your own basic or simple radiation detector. He tells you how to make one, all right? You can also get radiation detectors, you know, that you can do. And you need them that are ones that are not just surplus, because the ones that are surplus sometimes aren't calibrated. So you need a calibrated detector and one that can be cumulative and do. You can get dosimeters. Put a dosimeter in your pocket like a pen, and they will show the accumulated radiation that you might have. So those are things to think about. But in general, you need some kind of pilot up. Get in the church basement or the basement, the lower, you know, sub-basement of the sub-basement of the department store or the courthouse or wherever you're at in a small town or, you know, something like that, or out in the barn, or let's say you've got a root cellar. Root cellar is a real good place because you're under a lot of dirt, right? You're in there and under a lot of dirt. You can put food in there, water. So I'm thinking that we need to be thinking more practically about these at this time frame. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the Russians are ready to go. And if you got Vlad Putin, who's like, you know, very ill, don't you think that if he thinks he's going to die, that he might just go ahead and push the button or tell him, boom, let's go, and hit the red button and launch? The globalists want this to happen, they're going to be hiding out of their bunkers. And a lot of them went from Davos, they flew to New Zealand. You see, some woman who was the head of New Zealand, she couldn't handle what was getting ready to happen. She resigned, okay, as the president or the prime minister of New Zealand. Forget her name, doesn't make any difference. But a lot of the elite have big bunkers there. Some of the bunkers are in the Bozeman area of Montana. Some are in that area in the mountains up in there. Some in Sun Valley, all right? Which is what I know, I believe, right? But there are underground bunkers in a lot of places. Jackson Hole. Rockefeller's had bunkers up in there. Jackson Hole, Wyoming. There's a lot of stuff in the Ozark Mountains in the of Missouri and Arkansas. A lot of stuff in the Ozarks. Kansas City area has the largest underground storage facilities in the entire world. You drive your trains down through there. You drive trucks and semis and stuff. There are businesses in there. I mean, people, there's areas where you drive in and you can store an RV or store your camper or your truck or your classic car and keep it out of the whole wilderness, you know, like for a monthly fee. And then there are post offices and shipping warehouses and all kind of stuff there. And then in going on the part of the Kansas side, the Kansas City, Missouri side, and then on up into Kansas, you've got all kind of place where they store food and produce department, produce companies, and all kind of grocery companies have underground food supplies, plus the military at Leavenworth does. And years ago on air here, I told you they were stocking, I think back in 2004 or 5, they were stocking back then large amounts of food and even putting all kind of stuff into the freezers as well. The freezers, the food for the high-level mucky-mucks and the officers, the filet mignons, the lobsters, and all the stuff like that, frozen. Or they also irradiate steaks and can save them and do stuff like that. They have different storage techniques that have been done over the years. But there's a whole lot of these people at the top slots are going to try to go to the bunkers. So you need to be thinking in terms of providing your own security to as great a degree you can. Another thing for a basement, you can take plywood and you can do like a lean-to along a wall. Put concrete blocks at the bottom, put plywood up to the top, you know, from like the corner of the wall. Down, you're hiding in underneath the triangular shape or the TP shape lean-to of the plywood, and then you pile up water barrels, food containers, you know, whatever, concrete blocks, all that. And then on the concrete, or I mean on the plywood, you can put a little ledge, put a 2x6 at the bottom, let's say, or 2x4, but 2x6 would be what I would do, and then put it along the edges, and then you could stack up concrete, flat concrete blocks on up there. Up above that in your room, if you got a basement, you see, if you don't, you could do this in a corner of a garage. You could do something similar in the root cellar. You could create a shelter outside and pile dirt up over it. Some kind of a, you know, steel type deal or a kind of a hut, all right? Parking garages. If you're out in the city or something like that, you go into the lower level of a parking garage. You're going to protect you from some of the radiation. But then again, you better have a bug out bag with you in the car at least so you can survive for a little while. Now, if you're going to be an independent operator, one or two or three people, like a husband, wife, and a child, or, you know, something like that, two kids, everybody's got a backpack, well, then you should be able to operate out of a houseload backpack, which has extra clothes, warmer stuff, a poncho, you know, extra socks, underwear, ammunition, water. Water purification filter, all the stuff and contents of a houseload backpack, plus you need a fighting load. That's a butt pack and other pouches, and maybe you got 4 quarts of water, all right? And maybe you got 10 or 12 magazines for your rifle. Two to six magazines for a sidearm. You got more than one sidearm, you're going to need a couple more for the other, too. Fighting knives, the whole bit, a fighting load, all right? But now is the time to prepare like there is no tomorrow, because there may not be. If the atomic clock says, the doomsday clock says 90 seconds to midnight, then we should think about that. But you don't think about it from the standpoint of fear, because if you're with Lord Jesus and he's with you, and you both know that, and you're sincere, and you've repented of your sins and asked Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then I'm going to tell you what, if you're to lose your life on this planet, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. It's for real, man. It's the real stuff. I've seen Jesus. When I was in a diabetic coma for 3 days, I was out of my body, all right? It still was pulse, was still there and all that. But I was not there. I, as a spirit, as the being, as who I am, was with Jesus in the tube. I did not go to heaven, but I was in the way to it, and I met him there, and he talked with me. And I could look down and see the body, my body in the hospital. And the tubes and all the stuff, and you know, the sensors and the drip bags and all the crap. And then I could see down there all kind of demons in the hospital waiting around to see if they could grab him. But Lord Jesus would not allow them to do it. And I was with him. I know it's for real. I've had multiple experiences like that. I've had the situation where Archangel Michael came to call on me to recruit me to do what I'm doing now. And it's for real. Oh, I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Be of stout heart out there. Do not fear. Get right with Jesus. Do not fear. Get right with Jesus and do not fear. Oh, you can have some fear, which is the good kind. If the guy's coming at you with a rifle and a bayonet, then you better get ready to parry and knock him off his course, action. Or just shoot him and drop him before he gets to you, all right? Better yet, like old Mac, Big Mac would say, I can see him coming from about, also old Crazy Horse with his buffalo gun. He could see him coming down his lane from about a mile away, see, with the binocs and the scope. But old Big Mac said, you know, why don't we just drop them at about 1,500, 1,300, 1,500, drop them, and then go back to eating supper, you know? And I agree with that wholeheartedly. I don't know who's going to come to your joint, but somebody will. And in the course, if you've not read, like, the book One Second After by William R. Forsten, F-O-R-S, T-C-H-E-N, One Second After, which is the time where he writes about the taking down of the whole power grid of the United States in a whoosh, and it's gone. And how all of the interstates and roads become parking lots, and the cars all get knocked out from the EMP, the electromagnetic pulse, knocks out most all of the cars. If you got some of the old cars with the points, plugs, condensers, and the old generators, you got a 55 Chevy or 56, 57 or something like that, or you got a 327 in it, 2.4 barrels, you're ready to go. All you need is gasoline. Because now I'll tell you, the electric vehicles are starting to have problems in New York. Nobody can find any place to charge their electric vehicle in New York City. Isn't that wonderful? I'd like to see somebody go coast to coast on like an I-80, I-70, something like that, you know, go a long distance and just see how many charging things there are out there, you know? I guarantee you, you're on the road out there somewhere, you ain't going to see them. You're down there in that little corner down there between liberal Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas and New Mexico in that area. You roll through there at night, I guarantee you, you ain't going to see no charging stations, you know? So I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is a time to prepare. But the first preparation is with Lord Jesus. Now, these Russian missile ships and that kind of stuff with the new Todd Zircons doing tests off of Bermuda, that's strong stuff. We're over with Israel right now doing massive drills. There's all kind of red Chinese ships and stuff in the water in the thing. I'm going to tell you, the amount of equipment starting to hear from people in the military through the, you know, family and different stuff and who they're telling this and that and the other. Particularly, I know that in South Korea, they took all kind of stuff and equipment and ammunition and missiles and stuff out of South Korea. Send it to the Ukraine. They're doing that everywhere. My old buddy from the, let's just say, the Black Forest of Colorado area, all right? He told me that these tanks and stuff, they've been loading them up for weeks. And now they shipped, and a lot of them are shipping. They came east through Kansas on the rail lines. The old Santa Fe going east, all right? And they connect up to somewhere else. But if they put these tanks in there, the German tank is a better tank than our Abrams, the Leopard tank or whatever they call it, because it can operate in the snow. Our A1 Abrams is not a snow racer, if you know what I mean. It also operates more on what, aviation fuel, right? Whereas the others will operate on diesel, all right? It just depends on what's going on. But any of the tanks, Russia says they put the German tanks in there with the, the hotshot uranium, the depleted uranium stuff, shells, they're going to consider that a dirty bomb, all right? Well, they're already able to shut off the oil and natural gas to Germany. So, the German tanks stepped to saying, well, they're going to arrive in the spring. They're going to arrive in the spring. But an Abrams tank or a Leopard tank or a Challenger tank, you just can't drop somebody in them right now and drive them and run them and shoot them. Those are high tech. Well, I'll tell you what they're going to do. They'll just put advisors in there with the Ukrainians. They'll train the Ukrainians, but they're going to put advisors there. The Ukrainians are already at Fort Sill training on the Patriot missile batteries, which worries me about Fort Sill and Oklahoma City and maybe Dallas and different places down in there. The amount of Russian Spetsnaz, GRU, illegals, what they used to call illegals, which means GRU secret spies. The Spetsnaz hired by Obama. All of the red Chinese commandos that are working in Chinese restaurants. Okay, you always see them sitting at the back table, high and tight hair. Okay, men in their 20s, all right, 20s to 30s. And in Canada, too, they're just operating in Canada in the open. Because Trudeau, the bastard son of allegedly of Castro and his Trudeau's mama, who had an affair back in the day, she stayed a long time in Cuba because she found the climate to be so nice for a while. Back when her husband Pierre Trudeau was running Canada and playing around with the 20-year-old starlets and stuff, music singers and crap, all right? So the fact is, you got a goofball premier up there in Canada, and I've got some good listeners up in Canada. Hello out there, Clarky. How you doing, brother? And if you ever get a chance, you got to look at the Canadian bacon stuff, you know, the – some of the Canadian websites that have information on them, all right? It's pretty good in terms of going after Trudeau and the New World Order and all of that. I think they call it the TOAST, the T-O-A-S-T, as I recall. So I'm kind of not rambling tonight. I'm telling you practical things. But I'm also telling you that there's power in the blood of Jesus. And that is the key to where you're not scared out of your willy-nillies, okay? You're not dripping in your drawers. You're not scared of the willy-willies, you know? What you have is a strong faith in the Lord Jesus and knowing, not suspecting, knowing that he's your Savior and you're with him, okay? And that you are worshiping him and that you believe in him and he believes in you. And it's like you know it so well that it's like you know your age or your address. That's the relationship you want with Lord Jesus. Now's the time to get it. The way, the truth, the light. Nobody gets to heaven but through him. It's not as this, what do we call him? The false prophet is telling people, oh, Muslims and queers, they're just great. You know, they're all fine. Devil worshippers, oh, that's great as long as they're nice people. That's baloney. Oh, I want to tell you what. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. And incidentally, you can reach me, RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And that right there will give you, you know, my email, all right? And then you can also reach me at Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Anything is most needed, most welcome. Easiest way, Federal Reserve notes. Ounce of silver, silver dollar, silver quarter, silver dime. Little piece of gold, whatever it might be, or an ounce of gold, whatever it is that you do. Or a check. Make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. And that will get you in there and send it to 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And then Brother Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, or you can call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. You tell him old Hawk sent you. Whether you get Steve or his son Tyler or Daryl is very capable, tough manager. You can get gold or silver from them. You can order all kind of stuff, the books. And then the information, the Q-Files 2.0s, and Steve Quayle's private briefings. And then he's got, if you have not already gotten a hold of it, you can view it on Vimeo. Order it on Vimeo right now. The Lies of Men and Gods Exposing the Fallen Angel Agenda, the Genetic Corruption and Destruction of the Human Race. If you want that information, you can order it online and click on that Lies of Men and Gods banner and order the Vimeo. Like the, you know, the video on demand thing. or you can order the actual DVD, but they'll be coming a little bit later. But you can see it right now. You can get the information, all right? That's out of the private briefings. Also, you can subscribe online or call them up and talk to them there. But Steve can also get you gold and silver. If you've got your preps done, your food, your water purification, your water storage, your ammunition, your firearms, your camping gear, all the preps, then Steve would tell you to get silver and gold, all right, or platinum, gold, silver, platinum. Let's just see what it is right now. 1933 for gold, $1,933. Silver is $2,386, and platinum is $1,019. And I'm going to tell you what, the minute anything does happen or a missile gets launched, and there was a whole lot of missiles launched at the Ukraine today, did a lot of damage, 55, 60 different missiles. And you see, Russia has not tried to really annihilate Ukraine yet. They're trying to still fight around it and keep some of it so they're going to have a town or something to move into. But now Zelensky wants F-16s. The tanks are, well, that's great. Let's get them here now. He wants the Patriot missile batteries. He wants the F-16s. And they're talking about doing it. Well, then are we not already at war with Russia? And if we are at war with Russia, when do you think that they're not going to hit us? The no such, the NSA, they say it's the FBI, but it's really the NSA, is taking out one of the hacking groups that the Russians have, which have been operating with impunity for a number of years, doing the ransomware stuff. But they can turn off, just as when they did the test in the East Coast, off the East Coast here, the Russian missile thing, they turned off the telephones and a lot of the data transmission stuff. And the radars. With the electronic warfare stuff. I've told you about that for years now. How they turn off the Donald SS Donald Cook and turn off other different ships. And how one Sukhoi or one MiG flies over and whoosh, there goes the Donald S. Cook in the Black Sea. Well, where's the Black Sea? Very near to the Ukraine, isn't it? So they can turn off our ships and our planes. They can turn off our internet, our, you know, banking system, just as we can do that to them, all right? Or use a pulse thing, EMP pulse, or a flyover or something and do it, all right? Or to use a pinch. It's a portable kind of device that could go zip. And then they even have smaller portable devices that can fly or be in a helicopter. Or go down the road in a semi. This is the time that you need to figure out that you're going to be the defense of America and the defense of the area that you're located in. People who listen to this show, I told you years ago, the Lord will select you to be the leaders in your area. Lord Jesus will say, hey, you set up in your barn over here and you get people to come to you. Get them to organize. Make it a point to where you can help people and control people and work with people. But at the same time, you're going to all be in a defensive scenario and a foraging scenario. Because you're going to have to go out there. Now to go out there, if there's been radiation and stuff, you're going to need high-quality gas mask and filters. You're going to need at least a Tyvek F type suit minimum. There are better quality anti-radiation suits and thicker. Look for them. But ladies and gentlemen, Crescent Carnies, How to Survive Nuclear War, available online. Crescent, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Crescent Carney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, How to Survive the Nuclear War, and download the PDF, but do not expect to have it always online or something like that. Download it and print it off on paper while we still have paper and while we still have ballpoint pens so you can write up in the corner good stuff or underline it, all right? And incidentally, just to let you know, I've talked to other people about these eggs. Allegedly, this TSC chicken food has taken out lysine and another nutrient or peptide or, you know, protein or something. But the L-lysine, taking out the lysine, and the chickens ain't laying eggs. So you better drop that feed or add something to it or go to the old-time feed store and get the old chicken food or get some other food that the chickens will eat. You know, or corn or whatever it is, get it, and your chickens will start laying eggs again. And then in the midst of this, I want to say something about faith in the Lord. The old stagecoach stop out there. I told you, I believe last week, that they had one brand new lamb born in the midst of all that weather and the snow, the 2 feet of snow and the rain and the storms and all the stuff in California. Northern California. They had a beautiful little lamb born. All right? So don't go into their Lucifer knife out of fight because they've had 15 more lambs born. The Lord Jesus loves you if you will come to him and repent and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike down the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Strike out at the Davos crew and that crowd. Take out the enemies of the Lord. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey Lapua, baby. Hand to hand or on the old 38. One of the best, baby. Road and track, little L. Keep up your physical work and your school work. Get yourself some books. Extra math problems. Have your dad. Learn about science. Practical things. How to make ink. How to make this or that. Or put together an electric circuit like your dad. Don't go into their Lucifer knife. Not a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Squat tonight and prepare. Food, water, ammunition.